At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To the fans, I mean, they should have hope. I mean, like, it would be different if we're getting blown out in fashions of, like, this is, like, in despair. Like, we can't win these type of games. Like, we're very capable of winning these games. We're just not playing to the level of the standard that we set for each other, and we're beating ourselves in fundamentals and technique. And once we do that, we're going to be a really good team. But for right now, we just got to get back to the basics and do what we have to do. But I mean, I wouldn't panic at all. Like, we're going to win a lot of football. Like, the way we just played, we're going to win a lot of football games. So, I mean, there should be a lot. And this is considered one of the best offenses in National Football League. So I would not panic. I wouldn't stress. We're going to win football games, I promise you.
The captain going down with the ship. There's Micah Parsons telling his fan base not to panic. Currently, the Packers are the 7th seed in the NFC. They've lost back-to-back home games for the first time in 12 years. But Micah says, no reason to worry.
One of the best, like...
Is he talking about us?
Yeah, he's talking about the Eagles, saying like they held down one of the best offense in the sport.
What league is he talking about?
I'm trying to piecemeal this. Yeah. He's probably talking about the fact that, you know, we are a talented offense that has not lived up to the potential. That I helped him out a little bit
Okay.
there.
Yeah.
Helped him out.
I think he's trying to talk himself into don't panic, even though the Packers are obviously trending in the wrong direction here. I mean, it's loser energy, right? It's this is par for the course for Micah Parsons.
So we have Michael Parsons.
Yeah.
It all depends on how you look at it. And I think in situations like this, because here's the problem for Micah, is that that's a conversation you have with your teammates. Mm-hmm. People outside of that locker room are not going to understand what you're saying, because what they saw last night and the reality that you're living, it don't match up. Now, that's a talented offense that you play, but statistically, it's not one of the better offenses in the NFL.
The best way I could describe it is there's something off about the Packers. They have talent. They're not a bad team, clearly. They're good, right? They're probably going to win 10 games or whatever, and they're probably going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to collapse out of the playoffs. They're probably going to make the playoffs. But they're not going to win the Super Bowl, and there's something off.
I wonder what it could be.
Well, it was before him, though.
Crazy.
I mean, like, as much as he brings some... Now, the funny part is he plays well, right? Like, just you watch him and you never watched the game before. Like, wow,
just like he did on the Cowboys.
I know, but his teams have this thing about them. Yep. I think LaFleur is a problem.
Wonder what it could be.
Love is a problem. There's loser energy.
Yep.
Yeah, the whole thing is a mess.
You think it's him?
Well,
I think he's a big part of it, yeah.
I mean, that's interesting.
He's goofy. He's goofy.
Yeah, I think he's a loser.
He's different.
But how do you rectify that he is good? I mean, he's obviously
good. Players can be losers.
Yeah, no, they can be.
It happens all the time.
It does. He is a hell of a player, but
he plays well individually. But the team, I mean, the fact that you had a teammate earlier this season talking about going undefeated.
Well, that guy should have been cut on the spot. There's something wrong with that team.
I just remember Parsons saying that, you know, if you take away the scoreboard, the Cowboys played the Eagles really well. It's those that kind of mentality. Yeah.
Well, what you got there is a guy in denial. So there's one pass rusher in denial. We have another pass rusher in denial. His name, of course, is Hugh Douglas. Hugh,
yeah. I'm in denial.
Yesterday we workshopped the idea that what if the Eagles did some sort of like tush push celebration to mock the Packers? And then there was video emerging last night from Lambeau where the Eagles did do a choreographed tush push celebration to mock the Packers. Your response, Hugh Douglas.
First of all, when this happened.
You saw it, by the way.
Well, the call, like I was going off the premise of what the caller said when the Eagles actually score and during the course of the game.
Well, we only scored once. So.
Well, the premise was that during the course of the game, everybody runs into the end zone and they do the tush push again. And I was like, that's ridiculous. Now, I did see a choreographed tush push.
There we go.
And I also saw, but it was a defensive tush push. That's what defenders
do. Don't matter.
Whatever.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take that L. But I also saw, what was the Indianapolis Colts defense, they did the Drew Hill thing. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But that's what defenses do.
Is he, you're deflecting?
I know.
A little bit.
Filibuster.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, I'm just saying, that's what defenses do.
The Colts did a celebration.
But
leave me alone.
But the premise was that the offense would do it. And that was the premise. And I was like, that's a lot for an offense to do.
I don't think
that's a lot of choreography.
I don't think we set a requirement on who.
We didn't. We didn't. Okay. But that was my thought process. That was when I thought that this was going to happen. I thought that that's
how it was. So it's what you thought that we said.
Well, I mean, who didn't think?
What you decided that we said.
When you said, when they said do it during the course of the game, who else was going to do it?
Just take the element.
Here's what we said. They should be petty about the tush push. That was being petty about the tush push.
Okay, that's fine.
Point blank period.
Take that out.
Really?
Okay, Deflect Douglas.
I'll take that out.
You know, you've had a good day. I mean, you came back around. You're a defensive guy.
Yeah,
again.
We were proud of you, man.
He said mostly.
We're proud of you.
The question is, how long does this last before Hugh gets back on the defense luxury?
A lot of speculation on that.
Yeah, if I set the over-under at the rest of the week until we go back to the old ways.
I have somebody predicted in You People when exactly it would end.
Okay, so we'll get to that coming up. Well, then we'll find out in You People. That's the whole point.
It's called a tease.
It's coming up later in the segment, so you keep listening. Rodney in South Philly is up. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Rodney.
Hello, Rodney.
Rodney's
not paying attention to the show.
Well, what do you think? What do we think he's doing? Is this work stuff?
Yeah, he's probably working.
Drive-through stuff?
He looks like he sounds like he might be a hands-on type.
Okay, Rodney, we'll put you back on hold.
He called.
I know. He called us. Okay. He chose to call. I like the next call on the board. I'm happy and pissed. That sounds like an Eagles game day win. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up? What's going on? Long time listener, sometimes caller. You, big fan as usual. You got to get up with me with the hell divers. Because I hit you in the brim.
Yeah. Right? I'm on hell. I hell dived yesterday before the show.
And you fell off on the Marvel game because we used to talk the Marvel stuff too.
Yeah, man, I can't play, man. I'm not Marvel Rivals. I'm not Marvel Rivals material.
You're not that guy?
No, not the game. No, not the game. Just talking about the movies. We used to talk about the movies.
Oh, yeah, the movies. Yeah. We got to get back. Like, they haven't really had any good ones lately, so yeah.
That is true. Fantastic was okay. But yeah, I'm okay with the win last night. I was screaming to the top of my lungs about the offense. But Mojo, I seen that play this morning again. And I was like, wait, who called out the play? I said, oh, they're really working as a unit right now. So I got to tell you, because I love the defense. I love the defensive line. I've always been a fan of y'all. You, Ike, Dawkins. Of course, he's my favorite. Sorry.
No, Dawk's my favorite. What are you talking about?
But I've always been a fan of our defense. So I got to take it for, you know, I'll be a hypocrite if I don't say, all right, I got to love the win the way we won. But not how the offense is playing. I really felt like we could have just kept running, maybe some screen plays or something like that, maybe some play action a little bit, little dink and dunk plays, and just get out of there with maybe a 14-7 win. I would have been okay with that, but I mean, we cut it too close, and we can't keep winning like this.
Well, I think they're 5-1 now, Brian, in these one-score games. I mean, they have made a season out of these really, really, like, bite-your-nails kind of wins here. And they got, I mean, you think of the schedule the rest of the way. They got the Lions, they got the Chargers, they got the Bills. It feels like we're in for some more of these games down the stretch.
The Bills, I don't know. I mean, and they falling, I ain't gonna say they falling apart, but I had to call my friend at work and say, hey, what's going on over there? I just can't. I mean, like I said, but Jalen Phillips, oh, he looks great. He looks great last night.
He does. Definitely. I mean, he looked like a – Brian, when they got him last week, it was like, all right, I'm excited. He can help. But, you know, I didn't know how much he'd play. He looked like a difference maker last night.
He was a difference maker.
He definitely was.
Howie Roseman, man. I mean, that, if he keeps playing, that's Brian. Good phone call. You know, that could be looked at as a steal. I know a third round pick is nothing to give up. That's a real draft pick to give up in the middle of the season. But if he plays like this, he's going to help them, and they're going to help him because he's going to put himself in position to make a lot of money this offseason.
Oh yeah, no question about that, man. He's going to be one of them guys that is going to get paid. He was very what they call active. He was real active last night.
And I was surprised at how well he played against the run because, you know, you think of him, he's a pass rusher, right? That's why that's what they got him for. But I thought he set the edge very well. Do we have a – did you put up Sixers news on the board or is it not?
Yeah, Embiid was downgraded to out tonight. Okay. So right knee soreness.
Oh, and we're back? We are back. Sixers-Celtics tonight.
Yeah.
By the way, this is like the third time they play the Celtics in the first 3 weeks of the season. It's kind of weird scheduling.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't love the right knee soreness thing.
Of course not. But, yeah. All right, so we'll keep an eye on it. We'll see if it's. I mean, with him, you'd always get that sense it's something bigger than they say. So we'll find out when he plays again and what they say.
Yeah, are we a few days away from will be reevaluated in so and so time?
These things, you know, we've been lied to so much. That's how it's really gonna go.
I mean, they can't be trusted. It's pretty much that.
Right knee soreness. I'll expect them back in February. Rodney in South Philly. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, my apologies. I had to get troops motivated.
I got you. No worries. What's up?
So, Hugh, I didn't play on the level that you played. Mm-hmm. Only played on semi-pro leagues.
That's fine.
Matter of fact, I played against Major Harris, and that's how so far back.
The quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, even when he was old. That boy could still move.
Yeah, I remember Major Harris.
Yeah, so I played tight end, but what I saw yesterday was almost like there's something wrong with Jalen and AJ. It's personal because it's like Jalen threw the ball. It's like almost like AJ was saying, "Man, why you give me this little petty behind throw at this late board part of Johnson where it really don't matter anyway." And you expect me to go up and try to do something. Mm. Or is Jalen saying, man, let me just give you the ball. Let me feed you, throw you something so you can get off my back so I look good. You know, it's something going on that it's affecting the team chemistry. I think it can. It hasn't done it yet because they're still working through it. Devontae's stepping up, and he's being that alpha receiver they need because, number one, Devontae's quicker than AJ. I saw that yesterday. Mm-hmm. AJ's not running out fast enough, or whatever, but it seemed like Devontae's quicker than AJ. And he's going up and getting those 50-50 balls. Jalen has more trust in Devontae than he has in AJ right now. But it seems somewhere, somehow, it fell off. And it has changed from the years. So I don't know what's going on, but I think that this offseason – something has to be done. Either these two need to talk it out, hug it out, or go their separate ways. And it's going to be the divorce it needs to be. And second of all, I'm going to talk to my nephew Tyler about, number one, when you are – the bathroom is one place that the sound effects in the bathroom on the phone is totally different.
Yeah, you heard that flush.
The acoustics?
Yeah. So that flush was wild.
But I'm going to talk to my nephew. Uncle Rodney's going to talk to nephew Tyler.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that. I see that as being there's a problem there. But either they're going to need to go out and get somebody who's not going to care about getting the ball, but can still be that 1A to Devontae, or be a B to Devontae. That's a change that's going to have to be made. Or they're going to have to hug it out and get it together.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it can't continue like this. And also, the production's got to match the money. And Rodney, good phone call. I mean, they pay A.J. Brown a lot of money. He had two catches for 13 yards last night. Like, that's not going to
work. You got to do better. Yeah. You got to have more than that. Well, we got to get him, try to figure out how to get him involved.
Well, you would think they do try to get him involved, but it's so clear now that Devontae is the number one target on the team. I mean, it's been that way really the entire season. And every game we're like, oh, maybe this is the game it changes. No, it doesn't change. This is what it is. Antonio in West Philly. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, how you doing? Greetings to everybody. You know that last caller, Rodney? He's 100% on tonight what I've been shouting. That back with T.O. and McNabb, I see the same situation little by little because there's definitely something wrong with AJ and Hurts. I don't know what it is, but I mean, Hurts has the power to be their best friends. He has the power to just, you know, talk to him, pull him to the side, make this better. We have the opportunity of a lifetime with such a great wide receiver. Why would you not capitalize on this friendship if you're really friends and just nip this in the bud? Let's go play championship, you know, football.
Well, that's Antonio. That's the part that's the most confusing, because they have a chance to be a dynasty. I mean, they have a chance to win their second straight Super Bowl. If they finish this season strong, they're going to be the one seed in the NFC,
and
then get back to the Super Bowl. Like they are on the precipice of rarefied kind of stuff. Antonio, good phone call. They got to figure this whole thing out though, and they got to make sure that doesn't get in the way. I mean, can we hear one more time Joe Buck describing how Jalen Hurts described the A.J. Brown relationship?
When we talked to Jalen Hurts about A.J. Brown, he said he's a hell of a player and he's here, and that's basically all Jalen really cares about.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hell of a player, and he's here.
Yeah, you could read that all kind of ways.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I don't care if you got attitude, you know, just catch the ball when I throw it to you.
Question is, what day this week does the A.J. Brown social media post hit?
I was thinking 3 a.m.
You think it's tomorrow?
Oh, tonight. Ooh. Might hit tonight.
I think we already.
He's late. You're saying he's late. Yeah.
Oh, we blew past that.
He could be tonight. 7 o'clock tonight. AJ Brown, you know, one of those using me but not using me kind of things, or whatever he's going to put up. Whatever. Yeah. Well, it's coming. Let's grab Will in the Northeast, and then we'll get to you people. What's up, Will?
Cheering team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will.
Hey, man. That team, the Eagles, gave me exactly what I needed to see. Battle tested, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing, man. They're showing that they're not giving up no matter what the situation is. And that's what I loved about, you know, seeing that. One thing I want to say about AJ, it's not the team thing, it's a mental thing, right? What I did see, and I'm going to give you props, AJ, you did block down the field when Saquon had that nice long run.
Yes, he did. Yep.
And I give you props on that. But what I'm going to grind you up on is you did give up on that play at the end. Now, I understand you haven't been getting the ball. I was looking at your whole, you know, demeanor through the game, you know, and you look kind of upset and everything. But listen, man, the reason why you're not getting the ball, because you're not getting open. Let's keep it real, bro. Now, Smith, he's getting open.
Yes, he gets open quicker. He gets open faster.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And I just want to say this, man. Don't let this mental distraction that you have break up a good thing that y'all can get to.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all could be a dynasty, man. All you got to do is get out of your own way, AJ. And I just want to say, listen, don't be a Bryce Harper to the team, bro. You dig what I'm saying? Ooh. Just because you're not having your way right now, don't be like that. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? We already got one player here like that. We don't need another.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing I'm going to say next week, first of all, I'm going to say check, right? Next week, we're going to say checkmate. We checking off the list, man. And I keep saying it. And I'm going along with what Jalen said during the course of the season. We're checking the list off, man. Next week, it's going to be checkmate, man. Because, listen, we don't care what team comes to Philadelphia, where we got to go. All we got to do is do what it takes to win. And we win as a team. AJ, we win as a team. AJ, we win as a team, baby. Get on board and let's win.
You got it, Will. We appreciate it. All right, checkmate next week. I guess
checkmate. Okay.
It means beating the Lions. All right, can we check in with you people today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So, first things first, USA chance in the chat for the vets today.
Yes, very shout out to all the vets, well deserved.
Yep, chance. Like that one. No one wants to hear from you guys today. Don't even start.
I'm okay
they
with
won.
That.
They won.
I know.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. No one wants to hear from you today.
This is the chat for the show, right? Like, they're clicking in to listen to the show and
they
watch the
click
show.
Into the link to watch and listen to the show.
Which we appreciate.
But
you can watch on YouTube. You can listen on the Odyssey app, on WIP, however you want to consume the show.
I guess I'll just never understand that.
I mean, it's just...
They want to be part of you people. And I think they realize
that's
like
true.
That.
Yep. The mean ones. Mm-hmm. Yep. Another live quote from... or another real life quote from Jalen Hurts' presser last night that we missed.
What was that?
When he was asked what he thinks about the win. Well, two teams played football last night.
Well, he's not wrong. Yeah. I mean, that's two teams played a football
game. Very similar to his comment about A.J. Brown. Yep. He's here. Did Hugh Douglas just say what I think he said?
Probably.
It was the defensive luxury thing, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Doesn't it feel like a weight is off your shoulders?
Nah.
It should.
I mean, it was a great defensive game last night, and that's it was. It was a great defensive game.
And defense matters.
Big sigh relief.
They matter last night.
They matter all the time, but that's the
time. I give Hugh until 10:05 tomorrow.
10:05.
You're going to go right back to disappointing everybody.
Over, under. Before or after 10:05, where we lose Hugh?
I think it's by Friday. I'm setting
wow,
it
Friday.
By Friday.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's
wait a minute, is it Black Friday? No, Black Friday's next Friday.
No, Friday's
that's pre-Black Friday. It's Friday, right?
We got two
it's
Fridays.
The day after Thanksgiving, man.
Okay, the Black Friday's
we
after.
We got a little ways to go.
Black Friday's the day after Thanksgiving.
Wait a minute, but it's a pre-Black Friday sale because I'm seeing advertised.
But there's two Fridays until Black Friday.
Okay, gotcha.
Next week's not Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah. Dynamite.
Gotcha.
You guys are locked such cheerleaders. That game sucked.
No, you don't appreciate good football.
That's
I'm sorry. That you must be a generation whatever and not a football guy.
Sorry that we know ball.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Ball knowers loved that game last night.
Ball knowers is crazy.
That is a crazy thing.
Yep. Well, more on that a little bit. How did you three make it this far in life? Idiots.
Hey.
I wonder this every day.
Hey, but I'm running out of runway. Y'all still got a long way to go.
That's true.
You mean the upper room?
I don't know. Like, it's hard to question that about Hugh after we had the flood incident. That's why Hugh has made it this far. He bails.
Hey, listen,
first sign of danger.
The question is how long still here.
Chances like that.
After the great midday flood of 2025.
And that's why Hugh has made it this far.
Yeah. You don't take those.
He bails. He pulls the lever instantly.
Yeah,
he's like,
you
I'm
ran
out.
Away.
I don't mess around, man. Listen.
Yep.
It was a little flood.
It was a flood.
I'll say it. Devontae Smith made that play. Jahan Dotson made that play. Why couldn't AJ make that play?
Mm.
Jump ball.
The Dotson one's tough.
Go make
because
the play.
AJ, if Dotson can make it, AJ can make it.
It didn't feel like 100% effort from AJ. Let's just call it.
I'll tell you, here's the thing. He's going through something right now, and he's trying his best to put on a good face.
Yeah.
But it's starting – like, now he's in a situation where you're starting to question everything that he does. Whether it's fair or not, you're questioning it because you're looking at him, and you know he's disgruntled.
Yeah, but we were trying to get to Santa Clara. Does he realize that? Like,
he doesn't know we're on the road again.
He doesn't realize it. That's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. Bring back Brian Johnson.
No.
No. Agreed.
I think Petullo's gotten too much crap.
I agree. We're definitely not stooping that low.
No, I don't think we have the next Sean McVay here, but I also don't think he's the dumbest guy in the room.
Yeah. Yep.
What was that?
Oh, no, I'm not thinking that. I'm just like, it's
headline,
just
Hugh Douglas, Kevin Petullo, the dumbest
Hurts
guy
is the one
in the
calling
room.
Plays, so.
It's just funny how, you know, we have this evidence that suggests that Jalen's going renegade. Jalen and AJ.
Why?
Renegade.
Why? Yeah, well, why?
I don't know. Give me a break, Joe. Why don't you go coach the team?
I can tell you I would have punted last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying I would have done well in the other spots, but I would have punted last night.
I think all three of us would have punted.
We would have punted. Mm-hmm. Most people in America would have punted. Yeah. Ross Tucker, Elliott Shore Parks, and maybe Andy in Westchester wouldn't have.
Definitely Andy in Westchester, by the way. You'd be calling Sirianni a genius if that play worked. 100% the right call, no debate.
Absolutely not.
There is a debate.
I don't think it would be genius. You'd be like, wow, that was a gutsy call.
That was risky.
Yeah.
It was absurd.
I've never called Sirianni a genius ever before.
That's true. All right. Joe Giglio looks like he'd be really good at chess. That feels like a compliment, I think.
I take it as a compliment. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
All right, and then a couple pieces of audio that people wanted to revisit. Mm-hmm. First, let's start with this one that actually happened during a break, but I don't believe Hugh knew that his mic was still on here.
Prescribed to intent, online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary.
Right into the mic.
How Hugh really feels on the break.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, people are like, ooh, that. See, it just gives life to the how does he work with these two
idiots?
Yeah,
like, oh, he's sighing on the phone.
Online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform. And subscription required. Individual results may vary.
I forgot what it was. No, you know, I got a lot going on, you know.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's
you need to see compressed or
no, and, you know, okay, dealing with people sometimes, it's tough.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you guys.
I screen the callers.
You know, it's funny because I talked to Joe in the break about a lot of times about stuff outside of work, and it's just like, man, some days you just need to be like.
So we got one more real quick before we go, because this one from Jeff deserved a replay.
These dudes are just banging each other, man. And it was not boring, thank God, because these dudes are just banging each other, man. And it was not boring.
Not boring is the kicker. That was the kicker. I really enjoyed.
Jeff was locked in.
I really enjoyed the guys banging each other.
These dudes are just banging each other, man. And it was not boring. Thank God, because.
And you checked them right away. You're like, nope, you should not have said that.
We're childish.
That's one of my favorites.
These banging each other, man. And it was not boring.
I agree,
thank God. Because
it was not boring, thank God. All right, that is more than enough for us today.
I am not the only one, though. I'm just saying. I'm not the only childish one. DTF, Tony Romo, I'm not the only one.
All right, we got to go. Afternoon Show live from Chickies. We're at Klondike Case tomorrow. Come on by for the show. Woo! Afternoon Show at Chickies next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.